98 FM's All Day Big Breakfast. Give it to me. With Rebecca and Brendan.
And summer is here. Highs of 23 degrees today. The sun's already shining. It's currently 15 degrees already as well.
Lovely.
Isn't that fabulous? Mm-hmm. And the lineup for Love Island 2026 has been announced. So this new series is kicking off next week. It's Monday, the 1st of June at 9 p.m. on Virgin Media. I think Virgin Media 2 and not 1, but don't quote me on that.
Does it jump around a bit? It does move depending on the day of the week sometimes,
this
I think.
This is it, Brendan. The lineup this year includes a quantity surveyor / DJ, a West End performer.
God, get someone who can do it all. What?
A detective. And a GAA star.
Sorry, this is sounding a bit more like The Traitors than Love Island now, isn't it?
We'll have to wait and see. Mm. But yeah, it is. It does add an element of, you know, I suppose, just something a bit different when the jobs are more interesting.
Yeah.
Sean Fitzgerald is a primary school teacher and he's a TikTok star from Galway. So he is going into the villa, the OG lineup, which is absolutely deadly for Sean. Here's a TikTok that Sean posted back in February, joking about his kind of Love Island audition tape and what to expect if he ever got into the villa.
Next reason, I won't be in there to find love. Let's be honest. Who doesn't want a bit of love in their life? I'm in there to find a girlfriend, a woman to settle down with. But I'm going to do it in the way I would. So I'm not going to be like, you're out, darling. You'll go for a chat or whatever. Like, none of that. I'll be like, oh, yeah, no, it was crack. Like, I would literally just be normal and Irish.
Okay.
I think Sean's
he might do quite well.
Now, there was a lot of speculation that Charlene Murphy, who she's one of the biggest influencers in Ireland, she's absolutely fab. There was rumours that she was going into the villa and that she was going to be on the OG lineup, but she's not there.
Okay.
She's not there, which is a bit disappointing. However, Charlene has posted on TikTok a video about how busy she's been, and she also says that she's going away today, so fans think that Charlene is going to be going into the villa as a bombshell, maybe in the first episode. Take a listen to this.
I've just been up the walls, like I can't even describe. You know when like everything falls at the same time, like everything, every single thing. That's what's happened, and I was crashing out there for a few days, but I'm fine now. We're all good. I'm going away tomorrow. I'm going to get a pedicure this evening.
Nice.
My lymphatic drainage, and yeah.
Oh, she's getting all the bits done for the villa.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
I wonder, do perhaps Charlene and Sean know of each other? Like, you know, if they're both, you know, big on the internet in Ireland and they're both potentially, well, he is
imagine
and she might
if we
be.
We had Love Island winners, two Irish.
Come on.
An Irish couple.
Come on, the Irish.
And we see Moira Higgins went in as a bombshell and so did Molly May. So sometimes going in as a bombshell, not in the OG lineup, might go very far.
It can
so
serve you very well.
The very best of luck to Sean, and fingers crossed we'll see Charlene there as well. I think she'll be great.
If anyone spots Charlene in the airport this morning, can you see what flight she's getting on?
Is she going to Mallorca?
Yeah. Let us know.
98 FM's All Day Big Breakfast.
Did someone take out your bin? Did you wake up with glowing skin? Dublin, it's time to grin. Share with us your little wins.
98 FM.
Good morning to Pete in Swords, who says that his little win is he got a last minute escape out west for the bank holiday weekend. So he's going with his wife and kids.
Enjoy it. West is best, as they say. Kevin is in Killiney.
My little win is today I'm finishing up and I am off to Lanzarote for 3.5 weeks. So can't go wrong.
Kevin, it's like you're emigrating.
Three and a half weeks. What a gorgeous break.
Incredible. Here's Laura.
Morning, guys. My little win is I did 5K this morning before 6 o'clock before work. Have a great day.
Fair play to you, Laura. Out nice and early now.
The early bird.
So you don't get the paws hot on the pavement.
Exactly.
Here's Jean.
Good morning, Rebecca and Brendan. My little win today is that yet again, another wonderful day weather-wise. And we are on a roll with barbecues. We've had barbecues since last Friday. So Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday and Wednesday. My God. Please let the weather settle a little bit so I can't eat any more meat.
Do the meat sweats.
Gina, if you are having another barbecue, you know, like we would be open to an invite if you're having that many of them. If you're sick of the meat.
I need a vegetarian option.
True, get the halloumi and Gina will be over. Raj is in Swords.
Morning, guys. Love the show and energy, what you put it on. And looking at the sun outside from last 3 days has inspired me to book a holidays. And I'm excited that I'm going away for 3 weeks towards middle of June. That's my little win. Thank you.
Lads, 3 weeks.
You're like Lorraine Kelly with the annual leave.
Go
the 3 week
good
holidays.
For you.
Go on. Leonie's in Shankill.
Morning, guys. My little win is that my son Devin is making his confirmation today and it's a lovely day. Aww. So hopefully we all enjoy it. Thanks.
Oh, Leonie, you will
That's
enjoy
be
it.
Brilliant.
The weather couldn't be better. Congratulations.
Hi, guys. Good morning. Margaret and Shankill here. My little win is yesterday, for the first time, my little grandson said, "Love you, Nana." So I'm walking on air. Love the bones of all my grandkids. Aww. Have a great day, guys. Bye.
So cute.
Oh, Margaret, that is adorable.
Lovely moment.
Adorable. And here's Paddy.
My little win is just seeing the smile on my kids' faces, knowing that they're going on holidays on Sunday. They're off a Euro camp in Camberwell.
Oh, brilliant.
And I get 10 days apiece. Don't say that.
It's a little win for them and
I've
for
heard
you
that
as
the,
well,
the
Paddy.
The Euro camps are brilliant.
Yeah, there you go. Paddy, Margaret, Leonie, Raj, Jean, and Laura, and Kevin. Thank you so much for sharing all of your little wins. We love to hear what's going on.
Oh, we love the goss.
We really do. You're all getting yourselves IMC cinema passes.
98FM's All Day Big Breakfast.
Three words.
Many more prizes.
And lots of glamour.
98FM.
Good morning and welcome to Matchy Matchy. The sun is shining outside and it's also shining in studio thanks to the spotlight and the sequins. This is your chance to win fabulous prizes. We've got so many up for grabs. Mm-hmm. And all you need to do is match three words with either myself or Brendan. Now, if you do, you'll be getting all of these.
Win a €150 fuel card.
An air fryer.
A trampoline.
A curly blow dry.
Nido.
A butcher's voucher.
A gardens trimmer.
Dry robes.
A slushy machine.
A Dublin Bay goat boaster.
An egg chair.
And you'll be getting soaked with this high-pressure fast-fill water blaster.
You'll be dripping.
Win, win, win with Matchy Matchy.
High pressure.
High pressure. Fast-fill is very important when you're in the middle of a water fight
this is
as
it.
Well. Good morning to Rebecca in Ballyfermot. You're on 98FM, Rebecca. How are you?
I'm good. Good morning.
Rebecca,
you?
You've had a productive morning. You put out the bins on time.
Yeah, well, I'd say on time. I should have put them out last night and then I remembered when I was having my coffee this morning.
Oh yeah, did you hear the bin truck coming up the road?
Yeah, I did, so I had to leg it out.
Fair play to you. Rebecca, what's the plan for the rest of the day?
I start work at 8:30, but I'm working from home today.
Oh, very good.
Will you be in the garden on the laptop?
I will.
Fair play to you.
Yeah, the beauty of working from home.
Make the most of it while it's there. You've a confirmation at the weekend?
I do, on Saturday.
Lovely stuff. What's the plan for that? Will there be a bouncy castle?
No, I think it's just food.
Lovely. A few sausage rolls.
That's it.
Mm.
Yeah, exactly. Brilliant stuff. Rebecca, who would you like to play Matchy Matchy with this morning?
I think it'll have to be you, Rebecca.
Rebecca
and Rebecca. Hopefully there's something in the name and we can get a Matchy Matchy this morning. Enjoy the soundproof booth. Okay, Rebecca, are you ready?
I am.
Your first word in Matchy Matchy is tennis.
Ball.
Your second word is power.
Pose.
And your third word is love.
Heart.
No messing around this morning. Okay, you're saying tennis ball, power hose, and love heart. Rebecca, yeah. Are we locking those in?
Yeah.
We're locking them in. And we're getting Rebecca back into the studio from the soundproof booth. She's moving at pace. How was that this morning?
Gorgeous. There was a tangle twister in there.
Oh,
are they just called twisters
I think it's
now?
Yeah, it used to be a tangle
yeah,
twister.
Do you remember?
I love a twister.
Delicious.
Oh, so tasty. Okay, let's get a Matchy Matchy with the Rebeccas this morning. Your first word is tennis.
A tennis ball.
Your second word is power.
Power. I'm going to say power wash.
And your third word is love.
Love. Hate.
Have you got a Matchy Matchy, Rebecca and Rebecca. Sorry.
No.
You both said tennis ball. Fair play to you. You were on the ball there. After power, Rebecca said hose.
Oh, power hose. Very good.
And she went with love heart.
Nice one, Rebecca. Great answers. Many options.
Rebecca, not to be this morning. Thank you for playing, though. And thanks for listening. We're going to send you a 98FM goodie bag.
Thank you.
Thanks so much. Enjoy the garden now. Don't work too hard.
98FM's All Day Big Breakfast.
Brendan's Big.
98FM.
Brendan, you're going to be chatting about life imitating art.
I am. That is on the way. First, though, we're racing towards the June bank holiday, guys. Can you believe it? The weather looks like it's going to cool off a bit, but it'll be decent enough still, right? Loads on in Dublin, from the mini marathon to Forbidden Fruit and Bloom.
Gosh!
But if you fancy heading a little further afield, there's something happening in Cork you might be able to help out at.
All right.
This weekend, the town of Castletown Bear are going to attempt to gather as many people with the same surname as possible. So already they're hoping around 3,000 people are going to be gathering on Saturday afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
Hoping to break a world record.
Yeah.
Here's local TD Christopher O'Sullivan. The clue might be in the name.
Are you an O'Sullivan, a Sullivan, an O'Hulawine, an E'Hulawine? If you are, then we need you. West Cork is going for a world record attempt of the most people of the same name gathered in one place. The current record is held by the Gallaghers of Donegal. And while I like Gallaghers and I like Donegal, they're no match for the O'Sullivans and Sullivans of West Cork.
Oh, gas.
So anyone taking part are going to need proof of ID to prove that they are actually a Sullivan, O'Sullivan.
Bring the passport or the driving license.
So they're, as he said there, they're hoping to be the Gallaghers of Donegal. They've held the title since 2007.
Ooh.
So they've had it for quite a while. So
over 20 years.
I wonder, will Cork beat Donegal this Saturday? So if you are an O'Sullivan or a Sullivan and you're free at the weekend, off you pop to West Cork. Finally, this morning, I forgot my button.
Ted Lasso.
Yes, in a case of life imitating art, the actor who plays football mad Danny Rojas in Ted Lasso has just joined a pro team in the US for real.
This is absolutely brilliant.
Christo Fernandez's character has this catchphrase in the Apple TV show.
Football is alive!
I love him.
He's brilliant. And now the 35-year-old has signed with El Paso Locomotive, a club in the second highest league in the US.
That is unreal.
He's been speaking on the BBC, talking about his dream come true, but admits he's not quite as hyper as his character, Danny Rojas.
I mean, I'm not super over-caffeinated and optimistic all the time. Because I'm a real person. But Football Days Life came from me, from an audition I did, the very, very first audition I did in my self-tape. I said to me, football is life. And apparently they love that so much.
So it's his own catchphrase.
That's so fab.
So he used to play in Mexico when he was younger, but he quit because of a knee injury.
Right.
And he had to complete a 2-month trial before getting to join El Paso Locomotive. The club say Christo is a great addition and an attacking threat.
Ooh, excellent publicity as well.
It's a triple threat. He can act, he can play football. Football is life. That is Brendan's bit.
Brilliant stuff.
98FM's All Day Big Breakfast.
98FM's Big Breakfast with Rebecca and Brendan. Live from the rooftop of 98FM right now and not in studio.
This is so relaxing. It's bliss up here. It's so hot.
It's absolutely fabulous. One of the hottest days of the year. We're in the middle of a heat wave. Today's also National Sunscreen Day. So we thought it was only right for 98FM Super Sniffer to make a comeback.
In lieu of a cape this time, because it's so hot and sunny, I have fashioned a beach towel into a cape. I have my sunglasses on currently, but I will, of course, put Super Sniffer's blindfold on.
Brendan, 98FM Super Sniffer has proven to be very accurate and very popular. We've seen you sniff supermarkets. We have seen you sniff chocolates at Christmas, also Easter eggs. But this morning, we would love for you to sniff sunscreens. Are you up for the challenge?
It sounds like my hardest one yet, but I'm definitely up for it. I'll give it a go.
98FM's All Day Big Breakfast.
Who is it?
It's 98FM's...
Oh my God!
Super Sniffer.
Yes, 98FM Super Sniffer is back. The sun is shining. Highs at 23 degrees across Dublin today. And today is National Sunscreen Day. So we've decided to get Brendan back, not in a cape, but instead wearing a beach towel. How are you feeling, Brendan?
I'm feeling summery. I'm enjoying being on the roof with a bit of heat on my face. I have my beach towel on as my cape. I've got my blindfold on. And importantly, my sunglasses over the blindfold, because that makes sense. I feel really nervous. I don't know why I feel like you're about to pull a prank on me. It's the not being able to see thing, and I'm very aware that seagulls love this balcony.
Yes, they do, but they like eating crisps and not sunscreen. Do you have a particular sunscreen brand that's your favourite?
I don't. I just go for whatever's cheapest in the supermarket, to be honest. Give me a good factor 50.
Okay, Brendan, we have 4 sunscreen samples.
Okay.
Going to be put in front of you. We'll take the first one right now. I want you to take a big whiff and tell us what brand you think that is.
Right in front of your face. I feel like that is... Is it Saltan? It's like a Boots own brand, Saltan.
Okay, Brendan thinks that sample number 1 is Saltan. Let's take the second sample.
Okay, here we go. Oh, that is... Is that an oil rather than a sun cream? It smells quite alcoholy. So it's like a spray bottle rather than a cream. Is it? I'm going to say Nivea, but not a cream. It's like a clear spray.
Okay, so Brendan thinks our second sample is Nivea. Let's move on to number 3 now.
Oh, that's a lovely smell. This is quite windy. Is that... Oh, that's... Is it a piss spoon or a pit spoon?
Okay.
Is it a pit or a piss? That one, anyway. That's the expensive brown bottle.
You think that sample 3 is... I hope I'm pronouncing this correctly.
It's a
Pizboon. Okay, I'm writing this down for the record. Pizboon. Okay, and sample number 4. Brendan, you're going to take a big whiff now.
Oh. Is that... Oh, no. Is it Hawaiian Tropic? Hawaiian Tropic?
Okay. Final answer. Hawaiian Tropic for sample 4.
This has probably all gone terribly wrong.
Brendan, let's find out if the Super Sniffer has done it again. You said that sample 1 was Saltan.
Yes.
No, it wasn't.
No!
It was Nivea Kids 5-in-1 UV protection factor 50. Yes, you can. Okay, sadly, sample 1 was not correct.
Incorrect.
Let's move on to sample 2.
Yeah.
You reckon sample 2 was Nivea.
P20. Well, guys, I've never had the pleasure of a P20.
Brendan,
I don't even know what that smells like.
It was P20 and not Nivea,
but
sadly.
It was an oil. Thanks. Okay,
sadly, not correct, but you got the oil right. Are we giving the Super Sniffer a half point for that? Okay, you've got a half point so far. Let's move on to sunscreen number 3. Brendan reckoned it was Pizboon.
No.
But no.
Garnier Ambre Solaire.
Factor 30. Okay, Brendan, let's see if you can get one correct. Your final prediction for the 4th sunscreen sample, you thought it was Hawaiian Tropic.
There's the Pizboon.
Oh, no, it was the Pizboon.
The Super Sniffer's had a shocker, guys. Summer's not my season.
Sadly, the Super Sniffer didn't get any correct. You got a half point this time around. You did correctly guess what supermarket you were in several times, but when the sun screens, it hasn't been your day, my love.
Not my day in the sun, no, guys.
Do you know what I think we should do now?
What?
I think we should just lash on some Pizboon, the factor 50, and we should sit up here and have our breakfast. Brendan, thank you so much for wearing that cape and wearing that blindfold for 98FM Super Sniffer.
Get up! 98FM Big Breakfast with Rebecca and Brendan.